Highbridge Audio presents Dead at Daybreak by Deon Mayer, read by Simon Vance. Original material copyright 2000 by Deon Mayer. Published by arrangement with Little Brown and Company, a division of Hachette Book Group, Inc. Day 7. Thursday, July 6th. Chapter 1. He awoke abruptly out of an alcohol-sodden sleep, the pain in his ribs his first conscious sensation. Then the swollen eye and upper lip, the antiseptic, musty smell of the cell, the sour odour of his body, the salty taste of blood and old beer in his mouth, and the relief. Jigsaw pieces of the previous evening floated into his mind, the provocation, the annoyed faces, the anger. Such normal, predictable motherfuckers, such decent, conventional pillars of the community. He remained motionless, on the side that wasn't painful, the hangover throbbing like a disease through his body. Footsteps in the corridor outside, a key turning in the lock of the grey steel door, the grating of metal slicing through his head. Then the uniform stood there. "Your return is here," the policeman said. Slowly he turned on the bed, opened one eye. "Come," a voice devoid of respect. "I don't have an attorney." His voice sounded far away. The policeman took a step, hooked a hand into the back of his collar, pulled him upright. "Come on." The pain in his ribs. He stumbled through the cell door, down the paved passage to the charge office. The uniform walked ahead, used a key to indicate the way to the small parade ground. He entered with difficulty.